is it possible to have Mobitz 1 second degree AV block on a tracing, and then a few beats later to have complete AV block, only to show a few beats after that another run of Mobitz 1? While I hate to say never, and anything is possible, I would think this scenario that I've just described is highly unlikely. If you truly have complete AV block, which means that none of the atrial impulses are able to get through to the ventricles, then we wouldn't expect to see intermittent Mobitz 1, which is the reason why in today's case I thought it reasonable to postulate that something else might account for the momentary, better-than-expected conduction that we seem to be seeing early on in the tracing. The something else that I am referring to has been called supernormal conduction. Various versions of this phenomenon have been described in the literature, including conduction that is better than anticipated under certain circumstances, or conduction for which propagation of the impulse succeeds early in diastole but fails at other times during the cardiac cycle, with the supernormal phase responsible for this conduction being a short, early, and limited period of the cardiac cycle, during which a stimulus elicits either a totally unexpected response or one that is less abnormal than expected, considering the state of recovery from the preceding impulse. In other words, an early beat that we think should be blocked, or a beat that occurs during a period of AV block in which conduction doesn't seem possible, somehow defies our expectations and is conducted. Or it could be that a widened QRS beat with complete bundle branch block suddenly narrows with improved conduction in one of the bundle branches for a short period of time. In short, conduction for a brief period of time is just better than we think is possible. Other theories have been attributed to this transient, better than seemingly possible conduction, including the gap phenomenon, peeling, and longitudinal dissociation in a portion of the conduction system, as well as several others. Now, I will be the first to admit that I do not understand the complex pathophysiologic mechanisms put forth to explain these phenomena. But there is a literature backing for these controversial phenomena. As evidence for this, I leave a link to the article by Elizari et al., in which these clinicians show a series of ECG examples in which conduction not thought possible nevertheless occurs. I recommend this article for reference, although I fully acknowledge that the pathophysiologic discussions by Elizari et al. Go beyond my level of comprehension. That said, my reason for presenting this brief audio pearl is purely clinical. I simply wanted to suggest that on occasion, you will probably encounter a situation in which it doesn't seem possible for a certain type of conduction to transiently occur in your patient unless you accept the possibility of some form of supernormal conduction. In my experience, it is not often that I otherwise find myself at a complete loss to explain a certain type of conduction, but it's comforting to be aware that a special narrow window of time may exist during the cardiac cycle in which better than expected conduction can occur.